It is rigged.
Oh, I know that. Sure.
Three seasons is the average football career, I believe. Something like that.
Fucked.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, because you have so many washouts and injuries and everything else, and then they don't want to pay people, so they end up letting them go. So
football's a terrible sport, anyways.
I want to say it's 3 years at this point.
Again, terrible sport. I fucking hate football. I think it's one of the worst sports. And basketball's a very second close.
Steve, the conspiracy theorist on sports.
I'm pretty sure they're actually real. It's just...
The average length of an NFL career is roughly 3.3 years.
No, it's real. It happens. It's not fake. It's not like, you know...
It's staged, like wrestling.
No, it's staged. Yeah. It's
right, so
it's,
say use the word stage, not
okay,
fake.
Okay.
Because wrestling's not fake either.
Yeah, say that to a wrestler and get smacked in the face.
Punch in the head, yeah. I would love that, actually.
It is for wrestlers, yeah.
Yeah,
it,
dude,
semantics means a lot.
Dude, it fucking pisses them off. It's one of the funniest things.
I'm not... Yeah, it's all staged.
There you go.
So you got football, basketball, and WWE. They are all sports entertainment. They're not baseball. They're not golf. They're not hockey.
You're not wrong. I'm on the same page with you. I feel the same way.
Like...
Yeah, we ain't arguing with you. I was just arguing the verbiage.
Dan sent me a thing the other day on Instagram. It was an old video somebody dug up when OJ Simpson was broadcasting, you know, and he was like viewing people. He was wearing the fucking gloves that he killed what's her face in.
They fit then.
And I was like, no fuck. Yeah, he's literally wearing the gloves. And you're like, what?
Well, it's better than wearing the skin of his dead wife.
Yikes. What's the lotion on the skin?
I don't think he did that, but...
He might have.
He would have.
Weirdo.
Except the air conditioner made a thump or whatever it was. I don't know. I just make up shit. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Circle of Jerks, where we just talk about random shit for about 5 minutes before we actually get started. I'm your host, the one and only Bobby D. With me, sipping out of his classy glass, is Ryan.
Hello. How are you?
His sugar-free Coke Zero cream...
some young guy.
and conspiracy sports theorist, Steve. Steven.
Yes, sir.
Last week.
Yes, sir.
We did two shows, right?
Yes, sir.
Could you tell that I probably had the worst pain in my life while I was doing both those shows?
Did you have hemorrhoids?
Yes, it was really tough to sit and talk.
His butthole was on fire.
Paired with my hemorrhoids was I had an infection in my jaw.
We even stood outside after we recorded.
Oh, yeah, it was fucking painful, but I put on a good face.
Yeah.
Ryan, who's the toughest son of a bitch you know?
It's you, for sure. I when you told me that, I was like, I guarantee he sat in here and no one ever knew that he was hurting.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
He nothing even happened. We stood outside for almost another hour shooting the shit.
Yep.
Damn, dude, what happened?
Like I said, I last week at some point, like my face started like throbbing and I was like, oh, wonderful.
Yay.
I get to have another root canal.
Oh, God.
It was about Tuesday when the pain wasn't going to go away. I was like, okay, I have to make a decision here of when I'm going to do this. Because I need to go to an emergency dentist. I got to get this shit taken care of.
Yep.
So Wednesday comes around and I play Wednesday. I have softball on Wednesday night. So I was like, I'm going to go do that. And guess what? It didn't hurt the whole fucking time. I get home. It starts getting all painful, of course, when I try to lay down. So I wasn't ever sleeping most of the last week. I knew I had to do two shows Thursday, so I didn't want them fucking up with my mouth, figuring, okay, I'm going to go, but Friday morning, I just got to be tough. Anti-inflammatories, like I drank fucking Orajel. Most of that shit
drank it.
Did absolutely nothing but numb my butthole for sex later.
You're not supposed to drink it.
I can put that directly on.
Yeah, you can put it directly on your butthole.
I went and so I end up not going to lie, you know, I'm pretty open about my whole life here on Circle of Jerks.
Sure.
Since the pandemic, my dentistry visits probably have not been up to snuff.
Well, I mean, as long as you're brushing and flossing.
Yeah.
But I also have the genetics of a pilgrim.
Yeah, Bobby and I are on the same page with that one.
It doesn't matter what I do.
Yeah.
My teeth will end up just falling apart on their own.
The same way.
And my dentist was by my work, and I don't work from my work anymore. So it stopped being like one of those things I regularly visited. So I didn't have an opportunity to go. So I made an appointment with anybody that would take me. End up going to Aspen Dental, which is kind of like an urgent care dental place.
Is this a plug?
No, this is absolutely not a shout out, just so you know.
This is a negative Google review that is going out.
Oh, okay.
So basically, yes.
This is what happened. I go out and I sit there and I have an 8 o'clock Friday morning thing. I've already missed work Thursday because of the pain, and I'm missing work Friday because of the pain, and I want this taken care of today. I go in there and they do all the x-rays, the 3D scans, all this bullshit. I meet with a hygienist. They tell me like, this is all the things I had to meet. Then I meet with a dentist and they're like, yes, you know, based on this x-ray, you have to get another root canal. I already have, I think, 3 caps, maybe 4. I forgot. I have enough that I just want them all capped at this point. So I go in there and I get it, and then I get the itemized bill of what all this is going to cost me. So they take me in another room, and it's me and this lady, and she has all this shit written down, okay? So I have good insurance from the company that I work for. I have good dental insurance. The total bill was going to be $13,000.
What?
The
Before insurance?
Before insurance. My out-of-pocket was going to be
$3,000. And what did they do?
Hold on, Steve.
Okay.
Do you know how much $100,000 of medical cost me for my heart through the Mayo Clinic?
$2,500.
$3,600.
Okay. Because you had to hit your deductible.
Yes, that was my deductible. You know, and again, I have a high deductible family plan for me and Harley.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact of the matter was I sat there and I looked at a number that I had all kinds of shit done to my heart that was going to be less. Whatever. You know, I'm an adult. I know I did this to myself by not doing my normal due diligence and taking care of my mouth. Whatever. My fault. I'm always going to be the one, you know, I'm going to own up. I'm not going to blame anybody else. They're like, you can't get it done till the 15th.
Wait, what?
What is today?
Hi. The 10th. You'd still have 5 more days of pain.
So they were going to leave me in 5 days. I looked at the bitch across the fucking way from me, and I'm like, what am I going to do about the pain? She goes, you can take a combination of Tylenol and ibuprofen.
Yeah.
Bitch, I Googled that. What you think I've been doing? So I leave that place. I get home. I log into my dental thing, and I just start calling dentist. Don't give a fuck. Just don't want to be in pain anymore. So I go and I find this dentist that's right across the street. It's family run. It's like Arizona Elite Family Dentistry or something like that. That will be a plug. This old Eastern Bloc mother picks up the phone and she's like, what do you mean they didn't give you anything for pain? Can you be in here in a half hour? I'm like, ma'am, I'm across the street. I can be there in 5 minutes. And she's like, they really give you nothing for pain? And I'm like, no, ma'am, they didn't.
They didn't even give me the ibuprofen or Tylenol. Yeah, they told me I had to go get it.
Yeah.
So I go and I meet with this lady. It's a small practice. It's a the daughter is the dentist. The mom is the receptionist. Oh. I go in there. They do the 3D scan of my mouth again. She goes, look at these dark pockets here and here.
Mm-hmm.
You have an infection that is throughout your jaw. That's why your pain hurts. They didn't give you anything? No. She reaches in a drawer, pulls out a pill bottle, goes, do you take these 2 antibiotics right now? I'm going to get you scheduled for surgery to get this fixed. I can't do it in-house. You got to go to an endost or whatever it's called.
Periodontist?
Sure, whatever.
Endodontist.
Endodontist.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, because it's in the jaw.
So they schedule my Velociraptor. And I go and, you know, they give it to me. And this is the best thing about it, that the heart is still there in mom and pop versus corporate. The older lady looks at me in front and goes, Mr. Doherty, sir, we will not charge you for this visit because your insurance will reject it anyways. It would be all out of pocket and we don't think it's fair to you. We've set up your appointment with the dentist, or, you know, with to get the root canal done and get everything taken care of. Just come see us, you know, within 2 weeks after you get it done so we can get your cap in place. And, you know, we'll start working on getting you better.
Wow. So I have a similar, so I'm just as capped as Bobby is. I have
more cap than 50 Cent.
Yeah. I mean, I took more caps in my jaw than 50 Cent. I have a very similar, so I have just terrible genetics. Right. And, I had the same kind of situation. I went to Aspen Dental, had them do all that bullshit. And I'm like, so you guys are going to take care of this today? Oh, no, we have to send you to an endodontist. I'm like, the fuck you do? I need this. My pain, this thing is throbbing like a son of a bitch.
Yeah, but I mean, a dentist can only do so much. They got to send you to a specialist because they work on different things.
When you make it an emergency like type thing like that, you're thinking you're going to one of these places that you're going to get that.
But it's an emergency dental.
So I went to on-call dental. And they, in within 20 minutes, they were root canaling my fucking tooth.
Well, then they had a specialist
there
that
they have two guys there that do that. And so, like,
a dentist is different than a periodontist, is different than an endodontist. Sure. And so it's like the deeper you go into the situation, there's a different level of profession.
Yeah, that's the velocity source.
I will never go anywhere other than on-call dental, dude. Like, I just had a root canal literally about a week ago.
So
Jesus, you had like 10.
I think I'm at 4.
Oh, fuck me, man.
Dude, not everybody has the perfect genes. Hey, like you, Steve.
I literally just
big dick and perfect teeth.
I just literally had to go to the periodontist because I have deep pockets, and same thing genetically, it's deep pockets. Yep. And so I'd been going, you know, every 3 months I either go to the dentist or the perio for full cleaning. Yeah. And my perio, it's like in maintenance mode. It's never going to get better. But then my dentist was like, you need to go to this other place. And there's only two people in town that do this procedure.
Aspen Dental and
no, but they go in with a camera below your gum line. Whereas normally, if they go in there and they do like root planing, cleaning all the tartar and plaque that gets down in your gums, right? But they're doing it blindly. These people, this woman does it. She's amazing hygienist. She goes in with the camera in addition to that tool, and they did one half of my mouth and then the other half because mine wasn't that bad. Sometimes they just do like one quarter, and it's multiple visits. It still ran me like $3,600 out of pocket. Crazy, dude. But I went back a couple weeks later and the pockets had already gotten less, not substantially, but enough to where I've been sitting in maintenance mode where nothing's getting better and in some cases getting worse, but it's allowing the gum tissue to like grow back to where it's supposed to sit on the gum line.
Now, okay, so let me continue the story
because
I just set up to the actual punchlines because funny shit. I get scheduled for Tuesday, okay? I get scheduled for Tuesday, you know, mid-afternoon, whatever the appointment is, doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. So I show up to that place. They do the 3D scan of me. We're going through, and I had never had this done before, but the girl comes up to me and says, we have to use the dental dam.
Mm-hmm.
You've never had a dental dam?
Oh, no. Okay.
You know what a dental dam to me is?
I know where this is going.
It was something that you use to eat pussy without getting fucking the HIV on your tongue. So she tells me, and of course, what does every dental office have that you normally set you up? Very attractive younger girls. So
you thought you were going in there and eating some hygiene puss?
I thought maybe it was like a different kind of mouthwash.
Oh my God.
Squirt.
That's a soda.
So she's like, we have to put a dental dam in. And I said, I've never used it in this kind of application before. And she just kind of looked at me like, what?
Good Lord, dude.
How old was the girl?
I mean, of age.
Yeah, but like, I mean, old enough to get that joke?
Fuck if I know. The only reason I know what a dental dam joke is? Did you remember Booty Call with Tommy Davidson when Jamie Foxx and he wraps his fucking head around saran wrap and then he tries to eat out Vivid A. Fox and he can't breathe and Tommy Davidson has to punch a hole in it?
Oh, my God.
That's the only reason I even know what a dental dam is. Like,
Jesus,
you know,
Christ.
I was an unprotected muff diver my whole fucking life. I don't give a shit. You know, I always just followed my dad's rule of if it smells, don't eat it. Pussy and food are go by the same rules. So I made the joke, whatever. So they end up hooking up my teeth and I get the root canal done. And the guy comes in and the dude is really good, really professional. They have music on and the guy's like singing all the songs while he's sitting there doing all this stuff. Then all I hear is this. His belly's like right by my ear, and all I hear is. The dude had bubble guts for probably 20 minutes
while he was doing your root canal.
And that's all I could hear, like not the drilling or anything else. I could just hear this bubble guts, and I'm just like, that's what it sounds like right before that toilet flushes in my fucking colon, and I have diarrhea.
Oh my God.
So. Yeah. So last week, those 2 hours of shows, it was very, very fucking painful for me, but I wasn't going to miss shows. Like, I wasn't going to put it off. And I, again, some people call it toughness. Most people call it my stupidity but I toughed it out. And now I have a temporary crown on and will be getting a new.
So. When they did your crown, they didn't 3D print it?
No, the place didn't have the 3D printer, but the mom and pop dentist does.
Yeah, because the last two that I've had, they scan the tooth, mm-hmm. that, and then they do the root canal, then they rescan, so then they can print the tooth, the part that attaches to the old tooth, and then the outer portion, and then they just glue that fucker in, dude. And you would never know, like, you'd never know that it was a 3D printed tooth.
So they're not having to go off and send mold
send it away
off
anymore. They don't do that shit anymore at all.
Porcelain or whatever.
Those teeth would cost more.
Just
give me a gold tooth.
So bad.
What kind of filament are they using?
I don't know. I think it's three. it's either etched or they say 3D printing, but they use.
It's some kind of it's a resin printer because I've seen the printer.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a resin.
But it's like. I mean, my back tooth and my right side is 3D printed and dude, you would never even know. Like, it's crazy. And they print them in like 20 minutes.
Yeah. I saw the printer at the dentist and it looks like a resin printer and right next to it had a washing station. So
it's made from resin composites, often containing a blend of ceramics and synthetic polymers.
Yeah. So you can make plates too.
Hell yeah. I got plates in my mouth. Sick.
I mean, it's got to be something that can withstand heat and cold and everything else.
Yeah, tooth pain is the worst.
100%.
It's the fucking worst, man. Like
when I saw $13,000, I was like, "What are veneers gonna cost?"
Oh, they're not cheap. But
because the my favorite thing of going to those dentists is like I'm going for maintenance and pain. They're like, "Do you like your smile?" And it's like, "Bitch, I've been getting laid with these gaps since I was 16. We're okay."
Yeah.
Like my personality makes up for whatever gaps I have in my fucking teeth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So just looking at this, like typically, like when they send it off to have the mold made and have that. That's done with zirconia. So it's harder, right? And since it's your teeth and you're chewing on candy like Ryan does, you need something a little harder.
Yeah, you need some zirconia.
The cost for veneers can range $800 to $2,500 per tooth.
Jesus.
A full set of veneers, which typically is 6 to 8, because it's usually just the front ones.
Yeah.
Range from $5,000 to $20,000.
I mean, almost there.
I mean, that's $5,000 is about what it costs in Turkey to get your hair redone. Just in case you're wondering,
can I get a 2-for-1?
You've been looking at the turkey.
Fuck yeah, I have. I'm not gonna shy away from the fact that I got a big old fucking bald spot. It is what it is. Again,
transplant his shoulder hair to.
I could do. Ass
take it
hair.
Off your balls.
I could do ass hair.
Well, clean up your tattoos.
That's true. I mean, the best part about my tattoos is that you can't really see my ass hair because my tattoos
are. The food dog gets a fucking has to get a haircut every so often.
I make sure that I grow the hair into where it looks. So it looks 3D, 4D almost. You know. I have looked. I have looked. It's you know.
But isn't that where everybody goes to get all that stuff done anyways?
Dude, it's cheap. It's fucking cheap. It's here. It's like $8 a graft. There, it's like $3. It's literally half the cost.
I mean, it's no different than like all the Americans in like San Diego to go to the Tijuana dentist. because
yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, I mean, if it was closer, I would definitely take the hour drive to go to TJ and go get fucking
my teeth done and
pick up steroids or something.
What about stem cells? Has anybody ever tried to use stem cells to grow hair back like
they don't
that?
Have dude, those in
we're in 20. They might. They're just probably really deep in the black market. We're into 2025. How have we not figured out how to
regrow? We have. Hair? You can go to Mexico and get stem cell treatment.
Really?
Yeah, it's legal there. It's legal in a lot of countries. It's just illegal here because everybody has their fucking panties in a wad over babies and
kill
abortions.
Babies, make stem cells. Yeah, but Ryan has a fucking full head of hair.
Look how luscious my hair is.
17 babies died for this head of hair.
I mean, Steve saw me when I had long hair. I had luscious hair, you know?
Yeah.
I forgot that you had long hair, long-ish hair. He had a very emo look going on. It was very emo.
Yeah. It's framed as fat face.
I was fat back then. I can't argue any of that. It's all true.
It was like Pete Wentz's hair from back in the day.
He was fat back then, too.
He was.
Yeah. I wish I had his money.
And his ex-wife.
And his ex-wife. Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
You
could have my ex-wife.
Even swap.
Fair
trade, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think you find that the medical treatment here is
fucked.
You know,
it's fucked, yeah, dude.
They were trying to charge you $13,000,
dude.
Oh, by the way, $13,000 included $249 in an Oral-B flosser and toothbrush. Bitch,
I can go on Amazon and get that overnighted for $99.
You didn't even ask me what I got,
dude. I I'm having to get the shots for my cats to take them with me to Japan,
mm-hmm.
and the vaccines and stuff. And so Japan
make them unedible.
Yes, they can't eat them. That's China, anyways. But
doesn't make the joke any less funny.
Can
you make my cats not taste like shit?
Can you make them bitter? Shots. We can make them bitter so they don't taste good. Japan's very strict. Like they have to do a rabies shot, and then exactly 30 days later, they have to get the second shot. Right?
Yeah.
So I take them in to get the first shot. Everything's fine. It's like $150. Cool. Come in for I have to give them another. Have to go in this week to give them another shot. It's like the FCRP. It's like whatever. So they get that shot. Then, I'm like, hey, can you send me the estimate for what it's going to cost for the rabies, antibody test and everything? And they're like, yeah, of course. Yeah, we'll send it to you. I'm like, cool. So, you know, I get it. It's four items. Take a wild guess how much one.
Four shots.
So it's a lab setup, a shot, the rabies antibody, which they have to send out, obviously, like the test.
Ain't got no, like, 23andMe for kitties.
And then one, I think the other thing was like a E or something.
Yeah.
I'm going with 520, Bob.
520? I'm going to go $1. I think Steve's over.
This price is right.
I don't know. I don't know the rules of the game.
$776.
What do I win? What do I win?
Yeah,
dude, it was what really made me mad about the whole thing was
I paid $23 for both cats.
Well, yeah, I paid $0 for both cats. What really upset me about it was, you know, I'm like, fuck, I've got to get this done. Right. It's got to happen. So I can't not do it. But on Monday, my one cat goes into the litter box and just sits there and pee, like tries to pee and doesn't pee. Gets out, starts licking himself. And I'm like,
kidney infection.
I'm like,
UTI.
Oh boy, here we go. So I watch him for the first couple hours of the day. Same thing, like two or three times. I'm like, I call the vet and I'm like, hey, I need to bring him in. You know, I don't think he's peeing, blah, 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 blah. So I get there, take him in. They go in, they take him immediately in the back, make sure he's not blocked.
No litter in the pee hole.
No litter, no nothing. He's not blocked. Doesn't have any crystals. He's fine, right? With that. That's the most serious thing that can happen to a male cat. Oh my God.
Or my dad. Remember, he got his penis roto-rooted.
That's true. Yes. Or your dad is roto-rooted. That's such a way of saying it.
Up his peter hole?
Yeah, up the old urethra. So anyways, we go in the back and they're like, hey, we can do all this stuff. And, you know, do his labs, check his kidneys, take blood, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, well, we got to do all this because I want to make sure he's okay, right? And this is not Indy. This is Hero, the younger of the two cats.
The asshole.
The dickhead. Yeah, the dickhead. So I'm like, yeah, just do it all. They're like, okay, we'll have him till 1 o'clock, you know, and it's going to be $1,200. Fucking Christ. Whatever. I want to make sure he's
fine. You're too deep at this point.
Yeah, I'm pretty deep right now. So I'm like, okay. So they call me around 1. They're like, hey, Hero's here. He's doing fine. You know, we got all the labs back. Yeah, he doesn't have any crystals. He's got Struvite crystals, but every male cat has those, but he doesn't have very many. All his kidney levels are 100% fine and great. He's got no urine in his bladder, so he is peeing. What was the last one they said? They said, like, his blood work was all fantastic. He's a super healthy cat. I'm like, okay, so what's the issue?
He just don't want to pee.
She's like, well, this happens in cats where they get stressed out. And I'm like, uh-huh. And she's like, yeah, well, what happens is they get stressed out. You know, something changes in the environment. Has anything changed? And I'm like, no. I mean, I'm leaving. And he's not a dumbass cat. I mean, he does know when I bring the bag out, like, hey, Dad's leaving. So I paid $900
to find out my cat is emo, back in the early 2000s.
Yes.
He's depressed.
He's fucking stressed out. I'm like, you got to be telling me I paid $900 to find out my cat has anxiety. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
Dude, and that was $900 right before I'm about to spend $1,500 to have this next set of shots. And I'm just like, for the first time in my life, I'm financially debt-free. I have money in my savings.
Not no more.
And I'm just constantly bleeding money to, like, and I'm just, dude, I am so, like, stressed out of my mind.
And here's the thing. Ugh. There are people right now in labor bringing a life into this world.
Just hearing that makes me want to jump off this roof at work. Like, face first, just like face first in the ground.
It's not going to do anything.
Yeah, it's like 9 feet. Yeah,
like, what do you think?
I don't know. If I land kind of sideways on my neck,
you're a paraplegic.
Hey, guys.
I get it, dude.
The circle of jerks. This is Ryan. Yeah.
Yay. I got a topic to talk about.
Okay, so do I. And that'll transition into my next topic here. So I started doing research because all these hottie Down syndrome girls started coming up on my Instagram.
What a transition.
Like, what the fuck is going on here?
They're popping up all over the place, dancing to me all the time.
Okay, so here's your alert on why AI is bad. Fake Down syndrome influence created with AI are being used to promote their OnlyFans content.
Hey, wait, hold on. Read that again. Read that headline again.
Fake Down syndrome influencers created with AI are being used to promote OnlyFans content.
Hey.
So they are putting a Downs filter on girls
to drive traffic to OnlyFans
to sell more Downs content.
Look, guys, the syndrome may be down, but my dick is up.
But when I get to OnlyFans,
yeah, you just look up Down syndrome.
Is it taking me to
a girl that is like has Down syndrome?
Yeah,
but she has like the filter on to make it look like she has Down syndrome. So
what is? Hold on.
Maybe she's
find this
really filter. Unattractive, and that's
you want to put the Downs filter on. What if it looks like you?
Well, it probably will. But let's,
you're like, yay! I knew I was. Like,
yay! I knew I had no brain.
Okay, I need to look at this article.
I need to look at this filter.
A disturbing trend has emerged where AI is being used to create Instagram influencers with Down syndrome to promote adult content. This practice involves stealing content from real creators and placing their face on with AI-generated ones. It is growing a concern in the industry. The resulting fake personas are used to sell nudes and monetize platforms with the focus on exploiting the fetish of disabilities.
I don't
most
have snap.
Notably is the AI generated influencer is Maria Duapara, who has 150,000 Instagram followers.
I mean, this person found a very specific niche fetish. And then I didn't know there was a filter that existed.
There's a filter for everything.
I know that on the complete kind of same topic as this is there are dudes that are using the girl filter
and creating content.
Yes. I mean, that's kind of genius, but when they found out the cock's there, I don't know if that, but
you know, it was kind of strange just a few years back with what
you thought about doing this.
What is it? Omegle.
Yes.
Right.
Oh yeah.
And then those dudes would like wear the fake boobies and like do themselves up and catfish basically.
Yeah.
My favorite one is Kermit the Frog.
No, I actually like Bugs Bunny.
Is this the next evolution?
I The Kermit the Frog one's funny. Yeah. I mean, I also, I don't have Snapchat anymore, so I couldn't get the Down syndrome filter. But, yeah, I guess it's on there.
There's the Down syndrome filter on there?
Yes, on Snapchat.
Who the hell made the Down syndrome?
Someone with Down syndrome.
I doubt it.
The same person that made the Down syndrome Barbie. He needs somebody trying to make money.
There's a Down syndrome Barbie?
Do you not remember any shows we do?
Man, I'm finding it harder and harder every week to remember what happened the day before.
We legitimately did a whole show about Down syndrome Barbie and how would you, as a Down syndrome kid, the whole point of toys is to not want to play with yourself.
I mean, I like playing with.
I remember now. I don't know.
It might be the same for Down syndrome people. You don't know.
Wieners.
Like I said, syndrome's down, penis is up.
Yeah, and I'm looking at that Barbie now. I'm remembering it, and you know it's funny.
Yay!
She doesn't look like she got Down.
She got Down syndrome,
but she doesn't look like she does.
It's my girlfriend.
She hot.
She just looks like a different kind of Barbie.
She got Downs.
No, she. Yeah, you can't tell.
I can tell. Look at the eyes. They're angled.
So are Asian eyes.
He's not Asian.
That's why he's attracted.
Yeah. Oh, you look like you got Down syndrome. You hot.
I don't know. That's crazy. So somebody's monetizing this niche fetish.
It's what's really weird about it, dude, is I didn't even know that. I mean, I guess I should have known that this was a thing, but I didn't.
I only knew because every time that would pop up, Dan and another buddy would just send me these weird videos. And I'm like, what the? And to Bobby's point, they were showing up like crazy. Because, yeah. You know, once you send somebody something.
Once you
something,
see one time, it's like your fucking feed is.
Yeah. Just, and then I was like, why is this happening? And it was from what I was seeing, whether it was showing up just in my feed or one of them was sending it to me. It was never the same person. And so I just was like, there sure are a lot of them doing this.
The thing is, like, we all grew up with probably kids in our school that had Down syndrome.
Sure.
And not one of them, like, I would have been like, oh, okay, like, are on that level of the chicks that you're seeing, like, with these filters. And I think that was the most shocking thing that made me, like, kind of, like, look into this was, like, why are all of a sudden there is this run on, like, extremely hot Down syndrome girls. Like,
well, and then
now I found out that it's a filter out there that people are using.
That's crazy.
To kind of catfish things. Now, you know, we talk about social media and things that are going on, and Troll Ryan has been back in full force.
Oh God, yeah.
This week. It's been a while since you've been an asshole online.
You know, I was feeling the need. I was sitting at home.
For speed?
Yes. I have to go over 55 miles an hour. I'll explode.
What?
He's feeling a need for speed.
I know. We're just like mixing all kinds of movies. Here.
Fuck it. Who cares?
We're basically like the hot shots of the show at this point where we just keep intertwining things and obviously probably showing our age that I mentioned hot shots.
Yeah. Yeah. Haven't
seen it.
Was it hot shots or part deux?
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
So Ryan sends me this thing. It's Masters weekend, Steve. Do you know what that is?
You know what the Masters is, Steve?
Golf.
Oh, okay, cool.
Okay, all right, cool.
Tigers won like what, 7 of them?
No, but you're close.
It's
good enough. You know what it is. That's all
six,
you need to know.
5?
It's
just tell them what it is.
It's like 3, okay?
He doesn't know. I'm looking it up.
It's 3. I do know.
Anyway, so it's become a big promotional thing for
5.
I think Phil has 3.
Oh, Phil has. Yeah. Okay. That's where we're going. Keep going.
I play golf.
See, sorry, I've never, like the internet, Steve.
I've never won a Masters. Sorry to tell you that.
And you never will.
You're right. I probably will never play there ever.
Just want to walk the course.
I just want to walk. One fucking time.
Anyway, let's refocus our tourism show.
It's down. It's different.
No, we have TISM. We don't have Downs. We can go on rants.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Random things forever.
Anyways, so, continue.
The Masters always, like, it's become a... golf is very influencer heavy at this point, Steve.
Paige.
Exactly. All these companies want to put out special Masters gear and all this, and then the golfers have got involved with it, that they have special Masters cleats and shoes and and things that bags and whatever else for just for the Masters.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Phil Mickelson releases these off-white golf spikes that he was going to wear at the Masters. And Ryan makes a comment.
So
in typical Ryan fashion.
Sure. So basically Jordan makes golf shoes and this guy does a custom pair of golf shoes for Phil Mickelson.
They were off-whites, right?
Yeah. He basically took the off-white version of the Jordan 1 and turned them into a custom thing for Phil Mickelson. So my comment offhand, just fucking for shits and giggles, I said, well, these will be dope when he misses the cut. Now, so just so you understand, and the people at home that don't know golf, in big tournaments, they do a cut after Thursday and Friday, and they cut the field down, and they get rid of people who don't the cut.
Yeah, they start with like 120, and it goes down to like half, basically. Yeah.
So basically what it does is it makes the tee times a lot faster for the weekend, you know, and gets rid of, you know, half the field. Mm-hmm. So Phil Mickelson's won the Masters fucking 3 times. Okay, the guy's a fucking legend, right? But he's also 54. I'm just basically threw an offhand comment. The last time that anyone won over 45 was Jack Nicklaus at like 46. Okay. Like once you get into your 50s, you usually don't compete
in majors period.
Right. So I'm making this.
That's why they have the senior tour.
Exactly. So I make this comment just kind of offhand joking, also kind of making fun of the shoes. And, dude, I got the most just crazy people in there just trying to light me up, dude. Like,
how many comments are you on now?
Let's take a look.
How many comments? How many likes?
So my likes right now for my comment are currently. Hold on, I got to pull it. This is a fuck ton. Currently, right now, my likes for my comment are 224 likes, which is the most out of any comment. Oh, no, that's not true. There's one other comment that has more likes than me.
Go to my Downs OnlyFans.
But right now, comments wise, I'm at 74, 75 ish.
And how many personal attacks have you had?
I've had every single person has personally. So this is personally attacked me, gone to my public because my page is not private. I'm not hiding nothing on my Instagram.
Okay.
And personally attacked my golf swing.
Oh, I saw your post on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Personally attacked my golf swing, personally attacked my girlfriend. Personally attacked everything about me on an offhand comment that Phil Mickelson doesn't make the cut at the Masters.
Ryan, what is your handicap right now other than Downs?
Right now, currently, if you want to be technical, I have a 1 handicap.
I don't know what that means.
So for example, okay. So let's say the golf course is a par 72. You should take 72 strokes. I should shoot 72 or 73. I should shoot even par. I'm a scratch golfer, okay? So in the terms of golf world, that's pretty fucking good. It's like a scratch bowler, kind of the same thing.
I'm an 18.
Yeah, he's an 18.
And I'm pretty good, Steve.
Like 18 over?
Yes. So like when it comes to golf, okay, and Bobby and I go play. We've played a lot lately, especially, you know, this last year. Bobby, how good am I?
He's better at that than he is at eating candy on air.
I'm better than that at softball. I'm better than that at,
he's better. It's probably the best thing he like does.
So when it comes to golf, okay, I'm really good at that. I'm probably pro at that.
Yeah.
And less strokes.
Way less strokes.
72 challenge. Right.
All right. Two? Ah, we're good.
But birdied.
What's wild, so what's crazy about, it's the one thing, and I don't toot my horn a lot. I don't like to. It's the one thing I'm really fucking good at. It's the one thing that I can look at someone real quick and know if you're good at golf or not. I can go to the driving range and be like, that guy's horrible, that guy's horrible, that guy's good, that guy's horrible. I can just tell.
How's your short game?
Pretty good. You can ask Bobby. It's pretty fucking good.
He's very, like, I'm not, like, he's the best golfer that I know.
So
by far.
And so I post, you know, you have seen my Instagram. I post videos every now and then.
I see your swing. It's a solid swing.
So I've got guys on here. I mean, I'm just going to read some comments because I think they're fantastic.
These shoes are ugly, by the way.
Those aren't even the ones.
These ones aren't the ones?
No, those are the ones he wore today.
Oh.
He's wearing customs all week. Let's see here. Do-do-do-do. So the first guy kind of goes back and forth about, okay, here we go. I said, Connor, enjoy your day. Enjoy shooting 100. And let's come back to your Friday. You keep, he comes back with, let's see. I'm trying to put you on the spot.
Here.
No, it's fine. I would have had this loaded up if I didn't know we were gonna talk about my trolling.
It says Troll Ryan returns in the notes.
I don't open those. I have the Masters thing open right now because I wanted to see.
Oh yeah, that's way more important than that.
Well, no, I had it open because I wanted to see where Mickelson finished today.
Looking at Downs filter.
So his shoes that are being produced, they're not being produced.
Like, oh. They're just a one off for the Masters.
I'm trying to find this one.
But basically, Ryan keeps going back and forth with all these people, and they keep going into like his swing plane and all these technical terms, mm-hmm. and it's just like,
here we go. I got it. I found it. Okay. So this is the guy that I went back and forth with literally all day. Wow. Just saw your page. Are you actually on a golf page talking about golf with that swing? Also, you seem to play some pretty shit tracks out here in Arizona. You also need to just let it go. Phil is playing lights out and probably would have won last week if it weren't for the horrible flag stick double. So in case you guys don't know, last week Phil was contending to play at LIV and he hit this like chip shot and hit the stick and went in the water. Which
I played LIV.
LIV golf is a different thing. Anyways, I said, so of course, me being the troll that I am, I went to the guy's account. He's completely private. Everyone that's attacked me, completely private. You can't see anything.
Oh, of course.
And so I pull up the photo of the guy.
They have pictures and they're not like
the
Instagram or Twitter trolls.
So this gets really good, Bobby. There's stuff I haven't told you yet. But I said, I don't even need to see your private account swing based on that absolutely eye-melting, off-plane looking backswing in your account photo. Relax, dude. Phil isn't going to come here on here and like your comment about his golf game. You don't even know what off plane means, G. Get some rest and go hit some balls at Dobson with the boys. You'll figure it out.
Oh, wow. He really did research.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was like, how about we meet there and I take some money off of you with your choked up off plane can't break 90 swing. Doesn't know what off plane and doesn't know how to hit off a slope fairway. Plays at Dobson Ranch. So just so you guys know, if you shoot 95 at Dobson Ranch and you shoot 95 at True North, you motherfucker, you shot 95. You're fucking terrible at golf.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck where you're shooting 95. I go out and shoot fucking even par, couple over, and then I go out to True North and shoot a couple over. Like, it doesn't matter where I play. Like, this guy's like, that's number 18 at Stream Song Red. Notice I'm in no spikes. Go try it sometime. I'm like, what? And I said, dude thinks playing at nice courses makes you good at golf. A 95, my guy, is a 95. Keep on paying 350 to lose 8 Pro V1s. So I'm just basically just digging. I'm just digging this guy, right?
Yeah, Ryan doesn't let it go. And then, like, I get texts, like, every, like, 8 hours, like, still going. And then, like, whose wife liked your comment?
So Corey Pavin is a professional golfer and has won the U.S. Open. And his wife went in and just started liking all of my comments. And it was like the funniest. So I just basically, I was like, hey man, see you guys Friday when Phil misses the cut. I'll be back in here waiting for you guys to say, you know, this guy's like, yes, we will. Stop clowning on golfers online. You're not good at golf. You might be able to hit the ball a decent distance, but you're not a long hitter by any means. Just give it a rest.
Steve, he is the best golfer like I've ever fucking played with. Like,
guy keeps going. I said, my guy, my scratch handicap says otherwise. It's all good. Keep hiding behind your private account. Enjoy losing a dozen Pro V1s at your nice courses. You have no hips, no lag. You are extremely over the top. You post nothing but drives on IG and they are awful. Again, stop telling people they can't break 90. You can't golf, bud. You just think you can. Actually, happy to host and play you for $1,000 whenever, as well as do a long drive versus you for another 1K. Invite open up in North Scottsdale. So I hit him with, dude, this is hilarious. I'll hit 3-iron off every tee box and wax you silly. Again, enjoy not breaking 90, wasting $60 on Pro V1s and playing barefoot, my guy. Have a great Masters week. Make sure you come back when Phil misses the cut. This is the classic, I hit the ball so far, dude. Again, I'll do 1K long drive, 1K round, 1K 3-wood, bro, which I never said 3-wood. You don't have a single shot in your bag, my guy. You got no hips. So clearly this guy's trolling at this point. Like trolling me.
You got no hips.
Let's go back to your financial situation with your cats and the opportunities that I see present.
It's not wrong. So,
actually, here's what you do, Ryan. This is what you should have done hours earlier. You should have challenged him to a upper two rounds at Pop Stroke.
I would probably murder this dude.
Or Top Golf.
Bobby'd probably be.
Because a lot of people go there thinking big and take their personal clubs.
Oh yeah, I could go with a stock putter and destroy.
Yeah.
So the guy goes, barefoot round was with 27 buddies out for a week at Stream Song. Funny, you're flowing that way when you're taking your five. This is where he talks to my girlfriend.
Mushroom cat.
He goes, that when you're taking your five of a chick out to Dobson to blast range balls with your arm swing. Interesting way of saying you're a loser. I said, the loser is the guy with the awful swing, not showing anyone his swing, going out with 27 of his closest moron North Scottsdale buddies to shoot 105 at Stream Song, losing a dozen Pro V1s, all while saying, man, if I had a year to practice, I could make the tour. Or I just missed that wedge, all while it soars over the green by 45 yards because you bladed it so bad, you almost killed your trust fund buddy behind the green. I went pretty deep on that one.
Good Lord.
So that's the end of it. He commented and I was like, I'm done. I was done because I know Phil's going to miss the cut tomorrow and it's going to be hilarious when I go back in there. But I ended up
$1,000 around. Like, do we know this guy's name? Can we look him up?
Oh, dude, I found him. I got his phone number.
I got
his phone number. That's creepy.
So I put his name in Facebook and it pops up and I'm like, I wonder if this is the same guy.
So you called him?
No, I didn't call him.
Like, Phil sucks.
No, you got to get a voice modulator and call him and be like, let's play a game.
So I found his Facebook and I have three mutual friends with him. And I wanted to like, and one of them is actually a friend that you and I both know, Bobby.
Oh. Hey, fucker, Phil's going to miss the cut. Eat a dick. How about you take your barefoot and walk in the asphalt in Arizona and see how you play then, you fucking monkey. Who the fuck are you? This isn't Ryan. This is somebody else.
Wait a minute. What's that? What's that website that you can go to, Bob, where you can pay to have like people, like famous people, call?
Oh, I should pay to have a golfer call him. And be
yeah,
like, you're
pay
fucking
Phil Mickelson to call him.
Dude, I didn't
know what the voice modulator was on.
Pretty
I just
good,
clicked
actually.
It, and I was like, "We're going with it."
I'll be honest.
Be good.
I'll be honest with you, right? Like, it was an offhand comment, just fucking making a joke about the shoes.
It's just Ryan being Ryan.
Yeah. And I'd like, but the fact that I have 75 comments and this guy just would not let it die. Right. And I'm like,
but you didn't either, man. You wasted a lot of energy on this clown.
Dude, I was sitting on the fucking couch watching the Masters. I
was pooping.
Yeah. I was literally watching the fucking tournament while I was sitting on the couch going back and forth with this guy. You know, I don't pretend usually to like that. I'm super good at anything. Like, I try not to say anything. But this is the one thing that I'm good at. And it's like, I want to be like, look, dude, I'll take you up on that. Instead of $1,000, I'll pay $100. I'll play $100 a hole.
Is our mutual friend a McCormick owner?
He works. Well, I can pull up.
We'll talk later.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. We can talk later, but it's a she.
Oh.
And yeah. I mean, you.
Never mind.
Yeah.
You said trust fund baby and it made me think.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. But I just thought it was funny, dude. Like, especially too, like, cause I'm not, my Instagram is completely wide open. You can see everything about, you know, and for this guy to just go on there and just like start dogging my golf swing. One, dude, Jim Furyk has the ugliest golf swing in the history of golf. Motherfucker shot 59 and won the US Open. Like, it doesn't matter what your swing looks like. It's how you golf the ball.
Yeah.
And what matters is, can you get it in the hole
exactly.
in the
how
least number of
it,
your yeah. strokes, it's right?
Yeah. So it doesn't matter what your swing looks like. Doesn't matter, dude. Like, and that's why I always think is hilarious. And I can, you know, Bobby, you know this from playing ball, right? You see a guy dig into the batter's box, right? You can immediately tell if he can hit or not, right?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with golf. I can tell by the way you set up and the way you hold the club if you're going to be fucking terrible at golf or not.
What's that one dude? What's that old bastard's name that drinks like 400
John Daly.
Sodas?
Daly?
Yeah.
I knew it. How did I know that? It's exactly
he golfs barefoot too.
Yeah.
He's also fucking one.
He doesn't warm up.
He's also destroy me in golf.
Yeah. He smokes like 30 packs a day. Drinks like
comes with a 12 pack of High Noon and a carton of six.
And yeah. He would go to the first tee and just absolutely demolish me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I'll bet you his swing's off.
His swing's technically not that good, but fuck, he's good.
Right, but that's my point. Exactly. This guy's going to shit all over what he's saying. Like, go talk to John Daly.
But it just, it's so funny because the two guys that were attacking me, like I said, my favorite part is that they're completely private accounts.
They're hiding.
You're hiding. You're going to come in and talk shit to me, and I'm clearly out here in the open, right? Like,
yeah, Ryan's an influencer.
I'm a big influencer.
Uh-huh.
Big one. Sign me.
Yeah, you know.
Coke, sugar-free. Orange cream.
Sign me.
Yeah, they're just waiting for you. Like, yes, that's going to be the face of our franchise.
There it is.
They're going to be like, sir, you need to get hair plugs first.
Cool.
All right, you paying for them.
Or a Coke Zero flavored hair plugs.
Or a pair of tits. Like, get a pair of tits.
So,
hey, that might be hot.
Do you guys, how are grandparents and all that stuff, like, you know, that have passed, family members that have passed, let's go that.
Okay.
How are they buried, cremated? Do you know?
So my, on my dad's side,
uh-huh,
my grandma and my grandfather are buried in Indiana.
You got any cremations in the family?
My uncle was cremated.
Do you have him in your possession?
No,
it in a mausoleum?
Yes,
or
it's in a mausoleum.
So this mom is shocked in disbelief as the toddler eats her grandfather's ashes. Gross. Mom describes how she was left in complete shock after her one-year-old son, began eating her father's ashes.
How far did the kid get?
To the nuts.
What did he like? Did he sprinkle them on something?
I just moved some furniture for the day. We're having new floor laid, and I put my dad's ashes there where I thought they would be safe. I forgot to put them somewhere up high. I went to do laundry upstairs, and by the time I came back a few minutes later, he got them.
He got them.
Her son was caked in a gray powdery substance.
Ugh.
She struggled to identify. It took a minute for me to realize what it was, she said. I thought maybe one of his sisters had left some sweets around. And then I saw the pot and I was completely shocked in disbelief. I rang my sister crying. In a video, they lay out the scene and show her son crying, covered in ashes, with a small pot containing of the remnants of her father. And appears disturbed.
Ugh.
I was in complete shock. I cleaned up my son. I'm sure he wouldn't have eaten much, if any, if I hadn't vacuumed the rest up.
Oh, it's gross, dude.
I imagine it tastes a little bit like flour, but worse.
Just make cookies out of your grandpa.
It's like dust, though. Like a dust.
Ashes or dust? Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
I know. It's just, man, that's...
Eating grandpa's a must.
Ugh.
And you know, there's no guarantee that was even grandpa.
It could have been anybody. It could have been a mixture of things.
Mixture of people. It could have been anybody else. It could have not even been a person.
So what I don't get is that her first instinct wasn't to
smack the kid
or do whatever. It was put it on my TikTok in a video.
Oh,
now that checks out, actually.
Oh, that. Well, I mean, nowadays, I guess.
Yeah, that checks out.
That's weird, first of all.
So do you think it's real that they ate grandpa's ashes, or do we think this is a ploy to get famous?
It's probably a famous thing. I unfortunately, dude, you never know nowadays, because it seems like everything is just like, you know.
But in my head, like an urn and all that, it seems to be sealed in like the bag, and like, I don't.
It's in a bag unless you take it out of the bag, it's in a baggie inside whatever vessel.
It's like when you buy anything and it's in a bag and you have to open it up to put it in the shaker to spread it out.
Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It is. I mean, even my cremated pets,
mine's in a box with a lot.
Well, right. Same. That's what mine is too.
I don't know. Like, I would be like, oh, thanks, Harley. You ate your mom. Or, like, ate my mom.
That's so,
you know,
weird. Yeah.
Because my mom's cremated, but it's in a mausoleum in New York.
So my uncle's mausoleum in Indiana. So
are both of those situations, are they in the baggie first? And
I don't know. It was an urn that I had to carry across the country. It was kind of weird.
Oh, God, that's creepy.
Yeah. You know, going through airport security as a 14-year-old, and they're like, what's in the vase?
A person?
It's my mom.
What?
You know, it's pre 9/11. I don't know if I get away with it now.
I think you have to like, I think there's an actual, like, you have to like
check the baggage.
Yeah. You don't check it, but there's like a specific thing you
like
have
a
to,
hazardous type. Yeah. Material.
Could you just put it in like a whiskey, like box, you know?
Well, you can ship human remains through USPS now.
Huh? Like a whole body.
So we have that guy's phone number.
Right, like a whole body, or are we talking like an arm? No, it's
like cremation. Is if you cremated, yeah.
Dude, nobody'd fucking know anyway. Just stick it in a whiskey box, done.
Just mark it in the customs form. What's in here?
Whiskey.
Unknown powder.
Whiskey. Person whiskey. What's that? It's a new whiskey flavor. Don't worry about it.
Distilled by grandpa.
Oh, God. Distilled.
Yeah, I saw this and I was just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
It's just a scary type thing. Now, I don't know what's worse. Well, like, when you were growing up, were you scared of monsters under the bed?
Yeah, if you hang your feet off the bed, the monsters were going to get you, dude.
Nah, not off the bed. Not under the bed anyway.
Yeah, Steve had a mattress on the floor. He didn't have.
Oh yeah, he had a race car bed.
I didn't have a race car bed, but I did
until
have
16.
I did. There was a number of years where I had bunk beds, which was weird because I was an only child.
I had bunk beds too. I think everybody our age went through that age.
I didn't have them.
Yeah, but
we're older.
You weren't an only child, Bobby.
I basically was. My youngest sister's 15 years older than me. She ain't sleeping top bunk.
Oh. I'll beat her ass.
Bitch, get out of my room. That's where He-Man goes.
Yeah. And then after I finally got rid of bunk beds, mom had the brainy idea that she's going to get me a flipping fuck. And I don't mean like a futon. I mean, like, literally, it was this weird foam chair thing that was great when I wanted to play Nintendo.
Sure.
But then it folded out into a bed that was about, oh, I don't know, 6-8 inches off the floor, tops.
I must have been the only one with a real bed.
Dude, it slept like shit for, like, 5 years of my life.
That's probably why you're fucked up now.
Totally.
I never heard the term flip and fuck.
I have not either.
That's what it is. You flipped it out.
At what age?
I want to know exactly... You know.
Yeah, it was not great.
Authorities say a babysitter checked under the bed for monsters and found someone.
Oh.
They always have lead-ins to stories. Come on. Professional. The myth of the boogeyman hiding under the bed came true for one Kansas family this week after a child complaint led to a man's arrest. The Barton County Sheriff's Office in a statement said... You know, an unnamed babysitter told authorities she was getting the kids ready for bed when one complained about a monster under the bed. Her efforts to reassure them otherwise didn't go quite as planned. When the victim attempted to show the child that there was no one under the bed, she came face to face with a male suspect who was just hiding there. An altercation ensued with the baby and one child was knocked over in the struggle. The suspect was a 27-year-old man who once lived at the residence. Who was under a protection abuse order, which required him to stay away from the property.
God.
So
is that like the bed intruder guy? We climbing in your windows, we snatching your peoples up. Is that the same thing or?
Yeah, basically. Steve.
Hide your kids, hide your wife.
No, proceed.
No, you put a finger up like you had a brilliant idea.
Not a brilliant idea. I'm still stuck on the last topic. I have an update, but go ahead.
Go ahead with the last topic.
So I just typed in just
flip a fuck?
Yeah, flip and fuck bed, okay? And the very first link that pops up is Reddit, and it's subreddit Gen X. And the title of the post was, "What did you call this type of chair?" Now, this is what I was describing.
Oh, I know what it is.
Right?
Yeah. No, I never knew what a...
I'm looking it up.
I never knew what a flipping fuck was.
Oh, I thought that was just some kind of like poor man's chair.
Well, I wasn't exactly rich as a kid.
I didn't say you were, but...
And so everybody in the comments of this thread is like, flipping fuck is the only accepted colloquialism.
It's on Urban Dictionary also.
It is.
It's one of those chairs made of a long rectangular body pillow with some fold point stitched into it. The chair is usually an uncomfortable short to sit on, but too narrow for easy sleeping.
I've sat on one. They are very uncomfortable.
It has a very wimpy backrest that also doubles as a neck roll.
Dude, it fucking sucked, and that was my bed for a year. Like,
the
it wasn't
fuck was a vital piece of furniture for a college student. I lost my virginity on a flippin' fuck.
God, that would suck.
A smaller version of a futon.
Yeah, a futon can be a little bit.
That
nice,
was your bed?
For like a good. I'm trying to think
that's
about.
That's fucked.
I'm like, trying to think.
That's a gaming chair at this point.
That's not that's what I used it for.
Not a bed.
But the only
your
benefit.
Mom, I don't flip or fuck. What am I doing with this?
The only benefit that it had was that I could put it into chair state and obviously play
Nintendo. The flip is where it fucked.
The flip, yeah. But I could put it as a chair and play Nintendo, or it gave me so much room to play He-Man Star Wars and Legos. Sure. I could have everything out on the floor.
Now they just have futons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was practical, it was not comfortable.
Yeah.
No Murphy bed.
His lower back's all fucked up because of that thing.
It is. I've been seeing the chiropractor for the last couple of years.
Yeah, so that's
going every 2 weeks. Yeah.
Steve's got scoliosis from flipping fuck.
He's flipping fuck. All right, babe. We're gonna fuck for the first time. Here's my bed.
There was
Let
no
me
fucking,
flip it real quick.
I was too young.
You just hide condoms in the flip part. Be like it's all ready.
All his magazines are in there.
Yeah.
You know what? Now that I think, I mean, I still would have to put sheets on it, right? To sleep on it. I don't know.
Wait, you had to make your bed like that, like every night?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, you had to flip it.
I had to flip it.
I understand, but then you got to put sheets on it.
Yes, sir.
Oh, that sucks.
Yes, sir.
And that's bullshit.
I don't recall.
I wonder where your OCD came from.
No shit. Oh, my God.
I think
God.
I just diagnosed something. Oh. Every day of your life, you had to fucking
of the flip
change
of fuck.
Your sheets.
Oh,
well, not change them, but I had to take them on and
like
off. And
it's a flip and fuck.
Fuck
yeah,
that.
Flip and fuck.
At that point, I would have flipped the thing and just laid on the fucking thing.
And just put
a fucking blanket over me, dude, at that point.
Oh, dude, I had to.
Did you have a fitted sheet for that? Was that like a special flip and fuck fitted sheet? Homemade.
It was like a single fitted sheet.
It was
like
a doubled over queen.
And if I remember correctly, I had to you know, tuck it under, right? Because
like
it,
your wiener. Like,
I knew that was coming as soon as he said it.
God damn it.
I know you guys too well. I knew exactly what was going to be said.
I mean, it's one of those things. So sometimes you got to uptuck and sometimes you got to fold it down.
No, I've uptucked, man. Uptuck's no fun.
Yeah. I belt my wiener.
Oh,
you
really?
Belt it?
No, like uptuck. Like,
you got to go up into the waist. Yeah.
I can't uptuck.
You can't uptuck?
You can't uptuck.
Mine is always
uptuck because then it looks like a fucking hernia or something sticking out of his
belly button.
Looks like he's smuggling mushrooms. Yeah, they're like, like, damn, Steve's got the biggest Audi I've ever seen. It's like, now it's my wiener. I'm hard.
Oh, God.
It's
just a mushroom like, right there in his belly button. Yeah.
Like an inner waistband carry.
Oh.
But different.
Yeah.
Steve wears his like a fanny pack, just wraps it around the
That's side. Why he wears a fanny pack. He has a hole in the back of it so he can put his cock in it. So it's like, it's one of the big ones.
It's a snake wrangler. I don't know. We went off the tracks, and so I'm going to say goodbye. We'll come back with more wiener stuff later. Bye.
Bye-bye.